Hi, welcome to Stanlib's weekly economic podcast. My name is Kevin Lings and I'm the chief economist within Stanlib. The intention with these weekly podcasts is to unpack some of the key economic developments that have unfolded over the past week. And this week, I think we need to focus on two specific aspects. The one is South Africa's consumer inflation data that was released for the month of February. The number did surprise a little bit on the downside. And then obviously, shortly after that, we had our Reserve Bank's Monetary Policy Committee decision. Interest rates were left unchanged. So I think a bit of an update on where we are at in terms of inflation and interest rates. And then the second story I think we need to focus on is obviously the Federal Reserve's own interest rate decision. They also kept interest rates unchanged, but they acknowledged that the US is moving into a phase of stagflation, not particularly pronounced stagflation, but certainly lower growth and high inflation, and that has important implications for the outlook for US interest rates. So I think we need to cover both of those aspects. So let's start with South Africa's inflation and interest rate environment. Last week, we got the release of our February inflation data, and during the month, CPI went up by 0.9%. Obviously, that's fairly high by historical standards, but a lot of that increase had to do with medical aid inflation, which now sits at 10.5%. The interesting bit, I think, is that that 0.9 was actually well below market expectation. The market was thinking inflation would rise by 1.2% in the month. So if you like, a better than expected outcome. What that means is our inflation rate is now at 3.2%, unchanged from where it was a month ago. And at 3.2%, that's a very decent outcome, especially if you consider that core inflation is also well below the midpoint of the inflation target, suggesting the underlying level of inflation in South Africa remains well under control. Now, there are some areas where inflation is elevated. We know those well: electricity, water, education, medical aid. So there are a couple of categories where we have fairly high inflation, and I don't think that's going to change materially over the coming months. What's helping us enormously is that there are areas, particularly in goods inflation, which remain especially low. Things like the cost of clothing or the cost of footwear or appliances. A lot of those categories are either in the range of 1 to 2% or actually in deflation. Now, that's unlikely to persist on an ongoing basis, and so we have South Africa's inflation rate as a forecast going to above 4.5% by the end of this year. 4.5%, I think, is still a good outcome considering that's the midpoint of the inflation target. And I think if you stand back from South Africa's inflation environment and look at where we were maybe a year or 2 years ago, I think we're in a much better space overall. And even though I've got inflation moving up during the course of this year, I think that for the moment we have inflation reasonably under control. And so does the Reserve Bank. If you look at the Reserve Bank's inflation forecast for this year, they've got an average of 3.6% for the entire year. That's incredibly low. Yet the Reserve Bank decided to keep interest rates unchanged. And the reason is, I think, that they are concerned about two things. One, they want to get South Africa's inflation rate down to a sustainable level that is close to 3%. Now, obviously, we haven't officially changed the inflation target, and the Reserve Bank keeps referencing 4.5% as the actual target. But I think, in truth, they would prefer a target that is closer to 3%. And I think there is an ongoing effort by the Monetary Policy Committee at the Reserve Bank to try and engineer an inflation rate which is closer to 3% over a period of time. And obviously that does imply a somewhat restrictive level of interest rates that is likely to prevail and has prevailed for a while now. The second factor is clearly a nervousness about the global economic backdrop. There's no doubt that the tariffs that the Trump administration has introduced is unsettling financial markets and is obviously creating the risk of retaliatory tariffs and a general increase in some of the price pressures around the world. And clearly, in that environment, the Reserve Bank doesn't want to put the rand at more risk. And if they cut interest rates further, then that is the risk that we would be taking on. Personally, I don't think the rand would come under significant pressure if we cut rates a quarter of a percent. I think we still offer foreign investors a very high level of real interest rates, so I think we'd be okay. But clearly, the Reserve Bank is adopting a very cautious or conservative approach and doesn't want to risk disturbing what is ultimately a very good inflation environment. So for the moment, interest rates on hold. I think the window to cut interest rates is still open. By that I mean in the short term, I think inflation will remain at around the 3% level through to the middle of the year, perhaps even dipping below 3%. And I think that would afford the Reserve Bank another opportunity to re-examine interest rates and possibly cut. So we can't assume that this is absolutely the bottom of the interest rate cycle. There's still the prospect of interest rates being cut further, and I think the Reserve Bank will acknowledge that interest rates are in a restrictive territory. But clearly, as we go further into the year, with inflation expected to move up in the second half of the year and end the year at above 4.5%, then that window to cut interest rates will systematically close. And so I'm hoping that the global economic environment settles down, that we get more clarity around the tariffs that Trump wants to introduce. Obviously, we've got this extreme uncertainty ahead of us on the 2nd of April, where a whole lot of tariffs are expected to be announced. But I'm hoping that beyond that, we get into a more stable environment. And with that stability, the Reserve Bank becomes a little bit more encouraged to cut rates again. So that remains a hope. We can't be absolutely sure of that because, as I say, the Reserve Bank is adopting a cautious approach. By the end of the year, I think that opportunity will have gone, and then I think we're into more of a steady interest rate environment. So not a bad space to find ourselves in. I think we could stimulate the economy a little bit more with lower interest rates, but overall, I think we have to acknowledge that the Reserve Bank has done a good job in keeping inflation under control, and there's no doubt there are significant benefits to society and to the economy from stable price developments and less erratic movements in price pressure. The second topic is to have a look at the Federal Reserve's decision to keep interest rates unchanged. That was very much expected. But where the interest is, and the interest always is with these types of decisions, is both on the statement, but then the press conference that follows the decision. And I think Jerome Powell, as chair of the Federal Reserve, made a number of interesting comments. The first is that there's an acknowledgement that the U.S. economy is entering a phase of stagflation. Now, it isn't pronounced stagflation, and therefore I guess the term stagflation isn't technically correct. But they certainly enter in an environment where economic growth is slowing and expected to slow further, as well as an environment where inflation is surprising on the upside. So the Federal Reserve revised down their growth rate. They had previously 2.1% for this year. They've taken it down to 1.7%. That's a meaningful downward revision, and it's entirely feasible that you'll see further revisions to the downside. The second adjustment was to take up the inflation forecast. Previously, they had inflation ending the year 2.5%. They've taken it up to 2.7%. I don't think that's all that dramatic, but clearly on the 2nd of April, we'll get further tariff announcements, and it's entirely possible that we'll see a further upward revision to the inflation expectations. So you've got an element of stagflation that is emerging. What was encouraging for the markets is that the Federal Reserve appears to be approaching this environment by saying that they think the upward pressure on inflation will be transitory. They've used that word again. So they think it will be temporary. They don't think it's going to end up being a persistent problem. In effect, what they're saying is that tariffs go in place, the price of goods goes up, but it's a once-off price effect, and that as you go further out, that price effect will then be in the base, and you'll see the rate of change then moderate, and you'll go back down closer to the 2% target. So if that's the environment they're entering into, there would be no need for them to hike interest rates, even though inflation is moving further away from their target. They would simply assume that inflation will be temporarily higher and that in time it will migrate closer to the 2%. That means they can then focus on the downward phase to economic growth, or the environment of economic activity slowing and potentially creating some pressure on the labor market. And what that seems to mean for the Federal Reserve is that there remains the possibility of them cutting interest rates. Now, that sounds strange if you consider that you're not at your inflation target and you expect your inflation rate to get further away from your target, yet you're still considering a cut in interest rates. And that only makes sense when you understand that they're going to be more focused on the economic slowdown than on the short-term increase in inflation. Now, clearly, that's a risk. They could get that wrong. And if they do get it wrong, then potentially they're going to exacerbate the inflation problem and find themselves with an even bigger or more complex situation over the next year. But at this stage, they are arguing that they can still continue to cut rates, not immediately, but in time, and that that cutting interest rates is effectively in response to economic growth slowing. So why didn't they adjust interest rates already? The reason is they've adopted a wait-and-see approach in the short term. They don't know what additional tariffs are going to be implemented on the 2nd of April. They don't know what other countries are going to do in response. And they clearly want to see how this is all going to pan out before they make any significant decision on interest rates. So I think you're going to find the Federal Reserve simply keeping interest rates on hold over the coming months, using that time to evaluate both the economic slowdown that tariffs might be encouraging, as well as the upward pressure on inflation. And that as you go into the second half of the year, if the US economy is slowing appreciably, then it appears at this stage the Federal Reserve will be inclined to cut rates in order to help to alleviate the downward pressure on the economy. Clearly, financial markets liked that. There was a significant rally in the US equity market immediately after that decision, and once investors understood what the approach will be from the Federal Reserve. So, in effect, a good outcome from a financial market perspective, but it still leaves a high degree of uncertainty as to what additional tariffs are going to be implemented and exactly how that will play out in terms of inflation and growth in the world's biggest economy. So that's all from me from this week. Hope it makes some sense, and we'll catch up in a week's time. Cheers for now.